What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
This week, we're going to explore the different topics relating to astrology, spirituality, the law of attraction, and more.
Things like crystals, manifesting, and knowing what your birth chart means are supposed to help you lead a more satisfying, fulfilled life. So let's see if we can learn anything this week.
So, TikTok has really blown up a lot of these things. So, like, I feel like a lot of these things become popular during, like, unprecedented times, like, during really bad quarantine periods, or when, like, you know, school is going really bad, like, with midterms or finals. I feel like that's when you see the most about this on TikTok, like,
I feel like people are just, like, anything to get me through this right now, and then all of a sudden you see my entire For You page is just things about, like, different crystals and amethysts and, like, rose quartz. Always rose quartz. Rose quartz are everywhere.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I have rose quartz. I have it on a necklace, and I just have it. So, like, I don't know, we'll get to that later. But I feel like it's because people want to be able to control something in a really not controllable time, you know?
That makes sense.
So that's why I feel like over quarantine, that's why people really got big on things like manifesting. Like, everything was about manifesting. Like, manifesting journals and...
I've seen, like, oh my god, I remember I was at, like, a softball game once, and I was talking to this one girl on my team, and she was like, I was manifesting that we would win this game. And, I mean, we lost, but, like, but she was, like, she told me exactly how she did it. She was, like, I wrote it out like this, then I, like, it was some method. There's so many different methods.
Yeah, no, I definitely had a phase where I was, like, really into it. Like, not, like, really into it, but I would try it. Like, I would get a notebook or something, and it's, like, I forget, it was things like, you know, write something 3 times, then turn it, and then write it 3 times, then sign it, and then say, thank you, universe, and then throw it away.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but, I definitely, like, tried to get into it, but it's so clear, like, a psychologist is definitely looking at this saying, like, oh, this is too easy, because it's whenever we're, like, in a messy time and we want something to control, we want to control our lives using these potions and stuff.
Potions? Have you ever made a potion to control your life?
When I was younger, I tried to be a mermaid using shampoo and, you know?
Dude, I used to get in trouble because I would use all the shampoo in the shower from ages, like, 6 to, like, not even gonna lie, like, 12, and I would just make all these, like, potions in the shower, and I would be, like,
magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, control your life.
Yeah.
But I don't know, do you think it's, like, a healthy coping mechanism, or do you think it's something that we should not do?
I mean, I think that in certain situations it's good, but I feel like you can't put all your eggs in, like, one basket with it, because, like, even if it does work or not, right? Like, if I manifest that I'm going to get an A on a test, and I don't study for the test, I am not going to get an A on the test.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, things like that, like, you have to, like, I get if you're, like, really nervous about something and you put effort into it, and then, like, to give it, like, the extra help you manifest it, like, that I can understand, but, like, that can't be the only thing. It has to be, like, a step into the process.
Yeah, yeah, I actually really agree. I think it's good to kind of calm your nerves and stuff.
Like, you can't do it on its own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, oh my god, like, people being like, quarantine's gonna be over, whatever, but then they, like, don't wear masks outside.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, so things like that.
Also, wear masks.
Yeah. Wear masks. Okay, anyway.
Vaccinated.
But, so, like, we were talking about manifesting, I kind of want to dive into that and talk about that more, the whole law of attraction thing. So basically, the law of attraction states that positive thoughts bring positive results into a person's life, while negative thoughts bring negative results into a person's life. So basically, it's like whatever your mindset is, that's how your life is gonna go.
I think that's pretty true, though.
I don't know, it's kind of confusing, because, like, I was doing a little bit of research on it, because I have some, like, friends who are really into it, and they're always like, it's proven, like, it's a proven thing. But I went online, and it was like, you won't find any scientific studies that conclusively prove the existence of the law of attraction. However, there's some research to support positive thinking and visualization. There are a lot of scientific words in this episode that I, like, will not be able to say. Visualization is an easy word, but, you know.
I feel like it's the same. I feel like that's, like, kind of a, like, a understandable thing, though. It's like, okay, like, if I think that my day is going to go well, most likely, if, you know, the world doesn't end, you'll see at the end of the day, you'll be like, oh, that went pretty well.
And I feel like, that kind of quote is kind of, like, it was from, like, you know, a reliable source, but it's, like, you know, religion doesn't have any scientific proof, but there are still hundreds and millions of churches, you know?
Exactly.
So, and things like that. But, so, I feel like it's, you know, you can't prove it, but if it works for you, why don't you go with it? Because, once again, it's kind of all about coping and stuff like that. But,
exactly.
But I feel like there are kind of two different ways to look at it. One way being like, oh, if I think that I'm going to win this game, I'm going to win this game because of, like, the energy of the world. Or thinking, like, if I think I'm going to win this game, I'll feel more confident and I'll play better.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, I don't know, it's such, like, a confusing topic, because, like, depending on each situation that it applies to, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, the whole thing is about it is, like, if you go into, like, a day with, like, say I go into a day and I'm just like, oh, today's just going to be an awful day, right?
Yeah, that's going to be an awful day because you're sad and you're...
Exactly. If I go into it thinking that it's going to be a good day, I mean...
Because also, it might just, be. Because also just means, like, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to make it a good... Like, it's because if you're, like, sad and you're acting miserable, nobody's going to want to talk to you. You're not going to, like, have any good conversations. You're going to feel gross all day. So, like, yeah, I don't know. It does make sense, but not to the way that, like, some people on TikTok make it seem, where it's like, you know, share this video 3 times and your crush will ask you out. And it's like,
yeah, what? That's not how that works, man.
Like, that's always interesting. Like, same with, like, the manifesting, like, in, like, the journals and stuff.
I think it's good.
It's more for, like, mindset rather than magic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's good because it, like, puts things, like, in perspective. Does that, if that makes sense? I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it kind of just, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's a big mindset thing. So, my opinion is, like, I think it's, like, a good thing to do to help yourself personally, like, mindset-wise. And it will help you in your life because, like, you are putting your mindset in that, like...
Right.
My words are not making sense, but, like, you're making yourself feel more positive. So, then you're acting more positive and then you're more confident and things will go better, most likely.
Yeah.
But if things are out of your control, like, you're saying, like, oh, this person is gonna text me. I don't know if that's gonna work.
No, you know? I mean, you can't really influence their opinion. I mean, it'd be great if you could.
Yeah, but from, like, across, like, the... I don't even know.
The void.
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't know. You could try, but...
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. And the next thing I want to talk about is crystals. Okay. I feel really bad talking about this because I have crystals. Like, she bought me crystals for my birthday.
They're
and
really
I
have, cute. Yeah. Do you have them?
I do. They're up there.
Guys, we're putting this episode on live,
so that's why we're kind of... yeah. But anyway, I have crystals and I also have crystal, like, jewelry. So my audio's kind of weird right now because I'm moving around my room. I have crystals and crystal jewelry here. Just some of them. I don't know what they are or what they mean. This is rose quartz. I know it's rose quartz. Mm-hmm. And some other things.
They're cute.
But I initially got the jewelry just because I really liked the look of, like, the, oh, you know, crystals. And I'm a crystal girl. Because it was, like, a thing on TikTok. And I don't know. I liked them. And I still wear the jewelry. But I also did get them at a point where, like, school was starting and I felt, like, really anxious and... Like, I was like, I could really use any extra support.
It's something
support.
That you could, like, rely on.
Yeah. And so, I don't know if it worked, but I really liked the idea of just having something that maybe could help. Like, you know, it's like,
exactly.
It's like, I don't know, but it's kind of like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I don't want to bring it to, like, religion, but a lot of people will, like, pray, like, just in case, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if I believe in this, but just in case, like.
I mean, I do that.
Yeah. Anyway. But, like, I feel like it's kind of like that, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, why not? It's not hurting me, so I'm going to do it.
If it's going to help me in some way, why not?
Why not? And so, kind of crystals, if you're not super familiar with that, online, I got this from... I thought this quote was so funny because it kind of, like, goes back and forth so many times. It goes, crystals are a tool in our self-care or healing toolkit. That is, they're not... unfortunately magic. As tools, we activate them and their support can only go as far as we allow it to or believe it can. On one hand, they're just rocks. On the other hand, they're tiny parts of the mineral kingdom carrying the same pure vibration as Mama Earth. Take that how
wow.
You will. I feel like it goes back and forth so many times. It's like they're just rocks, but you can make them magic. I don't know, it's something. Like, I'm not saying that's, like, wrong or, like, weird. I'm just saying it goes back and forth a lot. It's kind of, like, it kind of shows just, like, how you can't,
you
like...
watch H2O?
Yes!
The mermaid show?
I love H2O.
Do you know
H2O?
That one scene when there's, like, that, like, water in, like, a sink and then, like, the moon shines down on the water and all of a sudden it's, like, magic water?
Yeah.
That's exactly that, what
that's
I think
they,
of.
That's
like,
how they turn into mermaids.
That's what I picture when I think of crystals. It's, like, oh, you know, if you believe that the moon water will exist, then the moon water will exist and it will have magic.
No, and that's kind of, like, how crystals are used. Like, you know, worn on jewelry and... But people will, like, soak them in water. And then, like, drink the water. Or, like, bathe in the water. And if it's clean, like, go for it. But
if it's not
just,
clean,
it's just
kind
of confusing,
one.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like, what is it? My mom is really into, like, crystals and stuff. So I know that some days, like, if it's, like, a full moon or something, she'll be like, oh, okay. And just, like, take, like, 5 crystals and just go outside and place them in, like, a little neat row.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's
like,
they need to recharge.
Them. Ugh, that's, like, cute. But, like, it's, like... It's confusing, you know, people will, like, sleep with them under their pillows, like, carry them, like, I've been with people, and they all of a sudden pull rose quartz out of their bra, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, okay.
I feel like as long as it's not hurting anybody, you
then
know?
It doesn't, yeah, exactly.
And also, like, with crystals and, like, all of this stuff mostly, I feel like you have, like, nothing to lose, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like it's all it's gonna do is, like, all, okay.
It could help.
It's just supposed to help you, don't use them for bad stuff, because that's weird.
People, but, you know, lots of people are like, it's a sin to, like, use manifestation against someone else. I'm like... Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
kind of. I don't know, it's interesting. But, I don't know, my opinions on crystals, like, yeah, like, it's not hurting as long as you don't, like, spend too much money on them. Because some people, like, use their whole life savings to buy these rocks, and
My friend works at, like, a crystal store, and she'll be like, Oh, yeah, I sold, like, a $50 crystal today. I'm like, you sold one crystal for $50? She's like, yeah, that was before tax. I was like, what do you mean that was before tax? Can you imagine, like, okay.
Yeah, that's
in,
crazy.
In, like, 3 hours, I make, like, $60. Can you imagine me working for, like,
Selling one crystal?
Like, over half a shift. And then I just buy a crystal.
Yeah. I mean, whatever, I'm not gonna judge, but it's okay.
If you have the money and you feel like doing it,
do it. Woo! Off. Rose quartz galore.
I love rose quartz. It's so pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. but, so the next thing, like, I feel like this one's kind of, I'm really scared of getting yelled at for this one because so many people are really into it because it's more scientific.
Disclaimer, this is opinions. Please don't hate us.
And also, like, our opinions are just opinions because we're stupid. Anyway.
You're recording a podcast. Like, please don't.
I'm like, don't judge us. But this is about astrology and kind of like zodiac signs. And so there's a lot of science behind it. So I'm not even going to try to like explain it. But it kind of has to do with like where the planets and the moon and stuff are when and where you're born. Right?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm pretty sure. And there are like three main, like the big three, I think they're called. So it's like, your sun sign is, like, supposed to be, like, your true self and, like, your, like, the overall who you are. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, whatever sign you are there is that. And then your okay. moon sign is your emotional self. So, like, who you are when you're alone.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pretty deep. Of. And then your rising sign is who you are in, like, social situations. And so, like, you have your big three. And, like, okay, I know I'm a Scorpio. And I know that means I'm supposed to be, like, mysterious and, like, passionate. And that's all I know.
I mean, you're pretty passionate.
But...
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be really clean and organized and, like, have my life put together. So I think that there was something wrong when they, designed these because that is so not true.
Yeah. But, like, there have been times when, like, I think people, like, who really know about these are, like, faking it because I'll, like, they'll be like, what's your big three? And I'm like, I pull it up on Snapchat and I tell them, like, oh, that makes sense. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. You don't know what you're talking about. Like,
okay, yeah. If you guys want to know what it is and you have Snapchat, that's literally just how I check it because, like,
yeah.
There's, like, certain websites you can do, but I feel so weird plugging in my information because it's like, what is the time you were born? What is the day you were born? Do you know what the moon was like when you were born? And I'm like, I can just tell Snapchat my birthday, and then people get notified when it's
I like how those are the ones you said were weird, but when it also asks, like, where you were born. Like, it's like, it's like, put in the exact address, and I'm like, the hospital. We're on live, so we cannot mess up anything. We cannot say anything bad. I almost said the hospital name. That's bad.
We almost, like, end up doxing ourselves, like, every episode.
Every other episode.
So, we're praying that we don't this one.
Yeah.
We got this.
Woo! And to controversial... We're saying controversial things. But anyway, so, like, I mean, I know zodiacs, like, there is some science behind it, but, like, I feel like people bring it to different levels where, like, you go on Instagram and it's, like, what each zodiac would do in this situation. And then I read it and I'm like, no.
I love reading those, though. I think it's
I know
so
they're
cool.
fun to read, but a lot of times they're not accurate. And I think about my friends who are also Scorpios, and I'm like, no, we're not the same. Like, it doesn't make sense. But, like,
right.
I don't know. Maybe it, like, does, but...
I feel like...
I don't know.
It's, like, I don't know. I think it's cool. Like... I don't, like, believe in anything, like, that it really means. Like, I think it's just, like, a really cool concept that you get to, like, I don't know, like, group people, I guess. Not in, like a Hunger Games way, but more like a cool, we have something fun in common. And it's, like, what I like about it is that it's, like, nothing that you can, like, really control, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a Virgo, and I know other Virgos, and, like, I don't know, like, we couldn't really pick that we're Virgos. It's just when you're born. I think it's cool that you can, like, have that, like, weird, like connection with people.
Yeah. It's cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, just some people, like, really into it, and I can also, like, I have two
so
friends,
funny.
Like, at one point, like, I was friends with these, like, two girls who, like, we would always, like, be in a group chat together, and they would always be talking about, like, whenever zodiacs would come out, I would just, like, head out. Like, I'm, like, they would, like, go so into it, they'd be like, oh my god, he's a Capricorn, of course! And I'm, like,
those are the funniest things.
And I'm, like, yeah, he's a Capricorn, bro.
It's like, oh, those dang Capricorns, man, I can't with them.
I don't know.
Like, those, I just find so funny, it's like, oh, he's a Capricorn, like,
drop him.
Better than a Sagittarius,
yeah,
but, like, seriously?
Of course he's a Sagittarius.
Like, I don't know. I find those ones, like, so stupid.
I don't know. Because, like, or it's like, oh, she's a Pisces and he's a Gemini. That's never
That's
gonna work.
That's not gonna go well.
So, I don't know.
The funniest thing is when, like, you're, like, with a friend, right? And your friend finds out that their crush is, like, Zodiac, right? And then, like, I'm compatible with the Zodiac, but they're not. And, like, that has happened, like, multiple times. Or, like, things like
really?
That.
That's
yeah.
so weird.
And then they're just like... And I'm like, I'm sorry? Like, I don't know what you want me to do, man. I'm just chilling.
That's so funny, because I remember when I was, like, in 8th grade, I was, like, not, like, into zodiacs, but, like, that's when I followed those accounts where it's, like, you know, what your sign, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember it would always say, like, Scorpio was compatible with Pisces and Cancer, and that was, like, my two best friends. Oh, that's cute. And also my eighth grade boyfriend. And so I was very happy with that.
I'm, like, I know, I think I'm compatible with other earth signs. I think I'm an earth sign.
I'm a water sign.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't
cool.
know what it means, but,
I just say that, I just like saying that I'm an earth sign because I hate, airplane travel. So I'm, like, definitely not an air sign. I can promise you that.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. I'm really, really, really excited.
I'm so excited to talk about this next one. Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's like, what? Okay, next we're going to be talking about something that's, like, it's, like, different because it's, like, everyone who's into everything else in this episode is going to be like, how dare you group us with this?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Don't worry.
This isn't a coming at you thing. This is just what's popular on TikTok.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about shifting, a.k.a. reality shifting, a.k.a. can I make out with Draco Malfoy in another reality? If this you've never heard of it, you're probably really confused, but we're going to, like, explain it.
So okay. So, there's, like, I know some technical terms with this because I was genuinely really into this for a couple months. I tried, all right? It didn't go well. Here, so, shifting is, like, moving your conscious from one reality to another. So, if you guys saw, oh, I can't say that, actually. Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah, I can. If you guys are, like, Marvel fans, like, WandaVision and stuff, there's, like, a multiverse, right? And that's, like, kind of like what shifting is. It's explaining that we live in a multiverse, right? And there's all these different realities. So like there's a reality where like I'm in Kira's bedroom recording a podcast episode. There's a reality where I'm at Hogwarts right now making out with Draco Malfoy, and there's a reality where I'm winning the Hunger Games right now, but my conscious is in this reality. So shifting is like
moving into the other ones.
So I can like live that reality's life. Does
yeah. But I feel like, okay, I don't know. Like, that's one of those big existential questions where it's like, oh my god, are there other versions of us, right? But people are making it, like, such, like, a joke, I feel like. Like, not like a joke, but it's like, that's such a huge question that's, like, you know, will never be answered.
Yeah.
And then people are like, no, it's real. Last night I shifted and Hermione and I played Truth or Dare. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't think it's real.
I think that it's, like,
I think people are lucid dreaming.
I agree.
But people, like, I don't know, there are all these, like, methods, like, the two main ones I always see on TikTok are, like, the Raven method, where I think it's, like, you, like, lie on the floor, like, in a starfish position, yeah. and, like, what do you do?
You just
picture yourself going there, I don't
yeah.
know.
The Alice in Wonderland one is pretty cool.
That's, like, where, like, you literally picture, like, you're running after one of, like, the people in the reality and, like, jumping down a rabbit hole, like, literally Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
I think, it's pretty cool, like, attempting it, and then there's different, like, cool things, like, the reality that we're in right now, right, would be called your CR, that's your current reality.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then the reality that you're trying to go to is your DR, your,
desired
reality. And there's a couple different, like, other things. It's, like, some people say that in between the CR and the DR, there's, like, a waiting room, and it's, like, this, like, I don't know, I can't remember if it's supposed to be like this, but I've always pictured it as, like, a white box, and you just, like, sit there, and all of a sudden, like, somebody from your desired reality will come, and they'll be, like, it's time to go, and you're like, okay, and then you go to your DR.
Bruh.
That's, like, how I've always, like, seen it. Like,
I don't know. It's, like, yeah, but it's, like, it's interesting, because, like, it seems like it could be real on some level if you're, like, really intense, but you're seeing these, like, 14-year-old girls on TikTok being, like,
I'm making out with Draco Malfoy
yes,
last night.
No, everyone like, just uses what? It to, like, make out with Draco, and I'm so confused, because
out of all characters, you chose him. Like, you had all of these options.
Okay, that's why.
That's the one thing I'm concerned about. Like, did you guys not read the books?
No, they didn't read the books.
Clearly.
Like, no, but she's like, I don't know, everyone's like, we're gonna go to Hogwarts and whatever. And there's also all these, like, rules. Like, people are like, you need to script, like, before you go to bed, you need to, like, write everything out about what you're gonna be like, and you can't feel pain, and you need to write that you can shift back, or else you're gonna be stuck there. I'm like, name one person who's gotten stuck shifting. Pull out the receipts, because it's not real.
And also, another cool thing is, like, apparently, like, you don't have to sleep to do it. Like, I've seen people where they're just like, oh, I have school in a half hour. I'm just going to go lay down and shift. And they just go like this. And then they make it, like, the other, like, the TikTok part two. And they're like,
I'm back.
I just did herbology.
I have four kids. And
and it's also so weird because it's also, there's, like, so different many different ways, like, time can, like, work in there. Like, some people will be, like, asleep for, like, 7 hours, right? And they wake up and they're like, I just spent 5 years of my life there.
I just had three kids and I miss them so much.
No, yeah. And then apparently that's, like, really, like, bad for, like, your mental health. Because then they're like, I miss my children. And
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's real or what. Because, like, I literally think it's lucid dreaming because, or, like, I don't know. Or just being really sleep deprived and, like, imagining. Like, I don't know. Because, but there was literally a girl who got caught on TikTok for, like, trolling everyone. Do you remember that?
No, but I don't know how you would get caught. Like,
I don't know if she got caught. No, I think she, like, admitted that she was, like, faking it the whole time. Like, she was, like, yeah, like...
Okay, that's fair.
And she, like, made up... I remember everyone, like, was trying to cancel her for trying to, like... For canceling Draco. She, like, Draco pushed me down the stairs, and then, like, everyone was, like, mad at him. And then she was, like, you were faking it? He didn't actually do that? I'm, like, he's a fictional character. Can we, like, remember that?
Also, again, did y'all not read the books? Of course he did that. Just saying.
I don't know. So,
getting the nerd side of me come out in this one.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. This is the one thing that I'm kind of just gonna say. I don't really believe in it. Like, opposed to, like, the crystals and stuff, where I think maybe there's some stuff behind it. I don't believe in shifting. I think it's lucid dreaming, and I think maybe it makes you feel really, like you know what's going on. Like, I don't think you're in another world.
I would love to believe in it.
I know, I would love to think it's true.
I really, really want to, but, like, until there's, like, and yeah, I've read, like, a couple articles on it, but I just, like, don't really get, like, the science behind that. I think if they, like, do more research into it, I would love to believe it. I really, really want to.
But it kind of gives, like, Santa vibes, where it's like, if you don't believe in it, it's not gonna happen.
You say, like, Santa Claus?
Like, yeah, like, you know how, like, parents are like, if you don't believe in Santa, then he's not gonna come. And then, like,
with this, it's like the Polar Express with the little bell. If you can't hear the bell ringing, then you don't get presents.
I don't know, but, like, my friend says that, like, if you don't think it's gonna happen, it's not gonna happen. So then it's just like, oh, it's only not real because I don't think it's real. Like, you know, it just gets you stuck, and maybe it's real, and maybe I'm just not experiencing it because I'm being a hater. I don't know. If that's the case, then I'm sorry.
I think, okay, final opinions on shifting. I think that was a cool sound. I think it could possibly be a thing, but it's probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. Overall opinions on, like, all of this stuff, I think it's, like, I feel like a lot of people use it to, like, saying it's going to change their life because they're, like, casting spells and I don't even know what. But I think it's honestly more of, like, this is just my opinion. Like, I'm not trying to influence anybody.
Don't hate us.
Like, I just think it's kind of, like, a way to, like, improve your mental state, you know, and, like, make you see a more positive outlook on things instead of actually physically changing your life, like, altering the course of reality.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, again, like, most of these things, they're all about perspective. Like, it just changes, like, how you view things and stuff. And, like, honestly, pop off. Like, that's great. If I could take a crystal and then give myself, like, amazing confidence, I would love to do that. Do rose quartz do that?
Okay, like, I had this crystal, I think it's called Tiger's Eye, one of those. And I forget what it was supposed to do, but it was supposed to be, like, you know, just kind of make you more positive and confident, have a good day, basically. And I wore it for a few days, and it, like, kind of worked for a hot minute. Like I was having some really good days, but then I had, like, a really, really awful day when I was wearing it, and I was like, it's fake, it's all fake, I hate it. You need
to recharge it.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll explore it again, and we'll make a part two, and I'll be like, JK, crystals are literally my savior.
That'd be really cool.
Maybe. That'd be interesting.
Like, oh. Yeah, I think my opinion on crystals, like, finally, I would say they're, like, pretty cool.
Not just crystals, just everything in general.
Everything. Oh, gosh. Okay. I think crystals are kind of, like, they're cool. Again, I'd love to believe in them, but, like, they're rocks. Manifesting, it is pretty cool. I think, you know, perspective. You can't really influence what other people do, but it'd be really cool if you could. Just kidding.
Mind control.
Astrology? I think it's, like, again, you literally can't control any aspect of that. Like, you're just born and it's assigned to you. Like, I don't think it means anything.
I don't know.
It's kind of...
And then shifting, of course, is real, because...
100%.
Right after this, we're gonna go and play cards with Harry and Ron.
I'm gonna eat some chocolate frogs and...
Yeah. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, from all of that, I hope you all enjoyed coming on this super intense spiritual journey with us, and maybe you learned a thing or two, maybe you didn't, I don't know.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to follow us on our Instagram and TikTok, where we are at acoam.podcast. And also our Twitter, where we are at acoam_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear more about awesome, fun future episodes and a really cool interview we have coming next week.
Woo! And as always, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.